Today on Gardening in a Minute, rust. In the plant world, rust is the common name for several fungal diseases that affect turf grasses like zoysia and St. Augustine, ornamental plants like gladiolas and daylilies, and edible plants like corn, beans, and squash. The first sign of a rust infection is typically small white, yellow, or orange spots that appear on the leaves, typically during the cooler months. As the disease advances, the leaves may develop lesions that turn yellow, brown, or even black and may eventually fall off. For help diagnosing a plant that may be affected by rust, take a sample in a sealed bag to your county extension office. Prevention is the best strategy, but rust may be treatable with an approved fungicide if the disease is caught early enough. For more information about rust and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hurricane pruning palms. When it comes to pruning palm trees, less is usually better. You never want to overprune your palms by subjecting them to what's called hurricane pruning or hurricane cutting, where all but a few fronds are cut off. Palms are naturally able to withstand the high winds that hurricanes bring, so removing fronds isn't necessary. In fact, it can seriously damage the palm tree since it removes green leaves that serve as the tree's energy factory. When pruning palms, only remove fronds that are completely brown and that hang below the 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock position. If you hire a professional, make your wishes clear by putting them in writing. Explain that you want your palms to have a rounded canopy, not a mohawk. For more information about hurricane cutting palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Garden Select Plants. If you'd like to find great plants for your landscape, a wonderful resource is the Florida Garden Select Program. Sponsored by the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association, this program is designed to promote the use of superior and proven Florida plants. Each year, the Florida Garden Select Program releases a short list of plants that are ideal for most Florida gardens. Only the best plants make the cut after being judged by a group of growers, landscape professionals, and University of Florida faculty. A few standout plants on the 2012 list include drift roses, pond cypress, and rosemary. Visit the Community Programs section of the FNGLA website to view pictures or learn more about current and previous Florida Garden Select plants. For more information about Florida Garden Select plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, what is climate change? You may have heard the term climate change and wondered what it means. Climate describes the pattern of weather conditions like rain, wind, or storms in a specific region over a period of time. Climate change is more big picture, describing the seasonal changes that occur over a longer period of time. Climate change can be triggered by natural processes like changes in the Earth's orbit or solar intensity, or by human activities like greenhouse gas emissions or land use changes. So what does climate change mean to Florida gardeners? Warm season precipitation has declined in the last decades, while average temperatures have risen. These climate changes can ultimately affect what plants will grow best in your garden. For more information about climate change and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Jerusalem artichoke. Jerusalem artichoke is a mild-tasting root vegetable that's native to parts of North Florida. The plant produces pretty yellow flowers and is a member of the sunflower family. It's sometimes called sunchoke. Plant your Jerusalem artichokes in early spring, either as whole tubers or as seed pieces. The plants can reach 6 to 10 feet tall and will need to grow for at least 4 months before they're ready to harvest. Smaller tubers can be sliced and used in salads, adding a similar flavor and crunch to water chestnuts, while larger tubers can be cooked and eaten like potatoes. Jerusalem artichokes actually have fewer calories than potatoes. They also store their carbohydrates as inulin rather than starch, giving them a lower glycemic index. For more information about Jerusalem artichoke and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.